And how about something else they use for bait, like little tiny fish?
Yeah, use the little minnows. And we use crickets for bait.
Do you have something like a cricket, only bigger?
Jumps around. Grasshopper.
How about turtles, different kinds?
Yeah, we had I remember the big snapping turtle. They called that the cougar. And the little baby turtles. That's the only two kinds I remember. Those little big ones and the little baby ones.
Do they live on the land or the water?
In the water.
Do you have any that live in the on the land?
I don't think so. I don't remember any.
They'd be crawling on the land. I don't know where they live.
They come out of the ponds and stuff.
Mm-hmm. But them around the house, they live in the ponds.
Most of them live in the canals.
Mm-hmm.
But most all the ones I know do stay close around water. Go in and out a little bit.
They got some kind of places that dig holes in the ground and live in there, I think. They might not have them around here.
I know the moles. I remember some moles that dig a hole in the ground and live up under the ground.
Do you have some called a ground squirrel or something?
That might be the mole. I don't know.
No, this one's striped. I think a little brown.
I've never heard of him. Whoever he is.
All the kind I know about is little flying squirrels that look like they've got
we had a flying squirrel
between their legs, and then the ones that are climbing the trees.
We had one of those lived about 5 years then.
Mm-hmm. Little Chippy, the one called Chippy.
I called it and it bit me. There was about 4 or 5 cars passed over that little squirrel, and I caught it and put it in a cup and carried it home, and we kept it about 5 years, and the kids gave it some green acorns and it killed it.
Oh.
They'd take it in the pocket and take
we'd
it to school.
We'd had it so long, it felt like it's part of the family.
Just as a pet.
Yeah.
And it squirreled its nuts and stuff in a baby doll's head. We thought it was out and it had a whole doll head packed full of nuts. And it kind of tickled me. It had saved some light bread and it was molded.
Didn't know any better. What about an animal that makes such a bad odor?
A skunk.
Mm-hmm. Do you hear those called anything different?
Mm-hmm. They call some kind of pole.
Polecat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about polecat.
That's a skunk. My uncle brought one home and turned him loose in the yard and he sprayed that stuff out all of his room.
How about birds like the ones that peck and make holes in the trees?
Woodpeckers. Red-headed woodpeckers. That's the only one that I know.
Okay.
Young as you say, red-headed woodpecker sitting on a limb wants to chew tobacco, but he won't get mine. I don't know why they said that, but they had that old tail goat.
How about different kind of bugs, like those bugs that light up in the evening?
Lightning bugs.
How about one that lives like around the ponds and stuff? With a long tail and wings.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call those?
Oh, it's a dragonfly.
Yeah, that's what some of them call it.
Horsefly? No, horsefly, that's something different.
you ever hear them call anything like a snake doctor or something like that?
There's a praying mantis, they call them. They look like a horse.
That's one of them things with the long, skinny, thin-looking legs.
Big.
Well, and they crawl around a lot.
He looks like a little horse, and he looks like he's praying.
I've seen him. Kind of scary looking. Some of them get...
like monsters.
What would you call the kind of nest like a spider makes?
Spider web.
And what about something that's it's like some kind of fungus or something? It grows up after it rains.
Toadstools or mushrooms.
Okay. Well, these are questions about, like, family members. Like, what did you call your mama? Just call her mama?
Yeah.
How about your father?
Daddy.
Okay. How about your grandfather?